Give me your foul-ups, bleeps, and blunders, because it's time to go back to the 80s. I'm your Crazy Like a Fox host, Darian, and it's time once again to go on a journey back to Sunday, February 24th, 1985.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It is now 7:06. You have exactly 8 hours and 54 minutes to ponder the error of your ways. Any questions?
Yeah. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Yes, indeed, it was Sunday, February 24th, 1985. On a day when gas was just $1.20 a gallon, Mel McDaniel was living large on the country charts with Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On. Meanwhile, Wham was cementing their place in pop music with their number one, Careless Whisper. Back in those days, I can go to a movie for $3. And the top three movies in the country were coming in at number three, The Breakfast Club. At number two, Witness. And the still reigning champion in the number one movie in the country, Beverly Hills Cop. And I'm out of time, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'd like to go to the Breakfast Club myself. I'll take some scrambled eggs and toast. Let's chat tomorrow on another 80s flashback.